Today's daf mem, we were holding in the middle of the list that Reb Nachman gave us yesterday, which I'd like to begin again so we could just recall. Starting at the bottom of Lamates, Umud Beis, the last line. Let's just review quickly. Reb Nachman, in a list of practical psak, Reb Nachman said that there's a number of different cases that we need to differentiate. The truth is we could see from the way that the list is constructed that Reb Nachman didn't give it as a list. Because if he had, then some things would have been combined. So it seems clear that Rava had heard over a period of time various things of Reb Nachman, and he was the one who put it together in a list in this fashion. But he kept the original Lashon of Reb Nachman, which is why it seems a bit inefficient. So Micha'ah, let's talk about a Micha'ah, which is, of course, how this whole thing comes into our life at this point. A Micha'ah is in front of two witnesses, and they can write down the fact of the Micha'ah. Ve'in tzarech lomar k'tovu. He does not need to tell them k'tovu in order for them to have a right to write it down, because anything which is in benefit of the person who made the statement can be written down. And as Tosis pointed out, either the reason that they can write, even though normally what they write is useless, because we say mipiyam v'lo mipi k'tavam, is because this is part of the takana of the whole idea of chazaka, which is based on the concept of a micha'ah, all of which is this sort of delicate balances that the Rabbanan worked out. And they instituted the k'tiva, or the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, which the reports that you heard from the Rabbeinu Tam, is that essentially the din of mipiyam v'lo mipi k'tavam is only where edim are unable to be made. But if they could theoretically be made, they can also write. And that therefore this is really like a deposition. That is fine. Moda'ah. Now, moda'ah is I give advance notice that what I'm about to do, I don't really mean. We'll see what different areas that would be referring to. So moda'ah is in front of two witnesses. And again, since it's in the benefit of the person who's making that announcement that it be recorded, so there too, ain't zarech lomar k'tovu. Hoda'ah, on the other hand, if someone is meida that he owes money, and does that in front of two witnesses, they could be mechayev him. But over there, since the shtar now gives more koach to the person that he was voted to, because now if he has a shtar to that effect, then he's not going to be able to tanya parati. There's the various things that obviously it's better for him that this thing remain oral. So then they don't have a right, based on his hodah, to write it unless he tells them to write it. Kinyin. Now, if you make a kinyan, a stam kinyan refers to a kinyan chalipin. So now, that's what we call kinyan stam. So now, I'm not doing anything very complex over here. All we're doing is, you're picking up my handkerchief, I'll deal with chalipin. So over there, that's a formalized kinyan. It needs to be in front of two people. We'll see what that means in a moment. And for some reason, you don't have to write k'tovu, which is a little strange. Because certainly a kinyan, you're being miyapa the keach of a shtar holder. If you give him a shtar, and the other person hadn't wanted to give him a shtar, it's got all kinds of implications down the road, possible legal implications. So why in the world you would have a right to do a ktiva in that case is not clear. The only two cases we saw that ktiva can be done, which we understood, the first two cases is where it's clearly in the benefit of the person who makes the statement. So over there, why not write it? But over here, it's certainly not no benefit at all to him. So why would they write it? That's one question that's troublesome. The kiyum shtarot b'shlosha. And the din of kiyum shtarot, that needs to be in front of three people. That already seems to be saying that there's no din of edus in it at all. But if it's a din in Bezdin, and remember we do have a machlokas in Sanhedrin about whether Lamaisa and Reb Nachman himself actually holds like Shmuel, who says that shnayim shadonu dinayim dins. I mean, if it comes to something like kiyum shtarot, it ought to be good enough to have shnayim. So that we'll discuss. Okay, so today the Gemara begins now with the new piece, Omar Rava. I don't have any problems with the things I just reported in this list that I've compiled of Reb Nachman's psak, except one thing I don't really understand. Ikashali ha'kashali, what bothers me is the psak about the kinyan chalipin, because I don't quite understand how kinyan hechidami. How exactly is Reb Nachman viewing the nature of this kinyan? Because when you say you can write something down, and you can write it down despite the fact that the guy doesn't tell you to write it down, I mean, the only place where we find something like that is where a bezdin issues a psak. The bezdin can do whatever they want. I mean, so they can write up that psak despite the fact that nobody wants it written up. And then obviously that's going to have legal implications. So, I mean, if that's what you hold that a kinyan is, now, there would be grounds, interesting grounds to say such a thing, because the makor of kinyan, of course, is the story in Rut. The whole story in Rut occurs before Beit Din. That was the Makor of Kenyan. He takes off his shoe, L'kayem kol davar, and over there we see that he has the Zakenim sit down in the shahr and so on. So maybe because of the fact that nothing is really done, there's no physical act that's done to the object that I'm being Kene, maybe it really needs to be a Maisa Besdin. So then, okay, but if it needs to be a Maisa Besdin, so then we would certainly have been Metaken three people. Why do you say in front of two people? Which implies that it's only a Din and Adis. So then it should be, so he says, Rava, it should be Liboy Tlata. We should need three. If you're telling me it's just a Kenyan like any other Kenyan, so it's not a Maisa Besdin, so then why would they have a right to write it up? Unless he told them, of course. So Amai Inot Tzorech Loma Ktovu. Why doesn't he have to tell them to write it if it's meant to be written? But the boy after Rava raised this doubt that he had about the Pesukim that he himself had brought, Hadar Poshta, he explained it for himself. Clearly, Leolam Lavke Maaseh Beit Din Dam. It is not meant to be Maaseh Beit Din. Why then did Rav Nachman say the Inot Tzorech Loma Ktovu? Since the entire point of this Kinyan Chalipim, what does it really mean? It's the only Kinyan which is entirely symbolic. And its symbolism has nothing to do with the ownership of the property. The symbolism only has to do with the fact that I am committed to the transaction. That's the point. So other Kinyanim contain within them, obviously, a commitment. But the main point that happens over there is that I hand it over to you. You take the keys, you do whatever the issue is. Mashaken over here, there's nothing else but the commitment. That's what I'm showing you. So I'm acting out a commitment on something else to show you that just like I'm doing this, I would care about that. So then the whole point is that if I'm that committed, then it's given that that's, unless you say otherwise. But if you're really that committed, so then we take it for granted. It's almost an umdina, that that's what's meant by the Kenyan. I really want this to happen, in which case, go write it up. So if I don't tell you otherwise, the assumption is that that's included in the act of Chalipin itself. Now, you'll notice that the very fact that we entertain the possibility that this may need to be an act of Beit Din ought to be a gilui of what we mean when we say it's an act in front of Eidim. Because normally, remember, unless you're talking about something like Kiddushin, Gittin, where it's not just what I'm doing, but it's the fact that the Eidim have seen it under certain circumstances that make it happen. So even if I have a videotape of my giving money to a woman and saying, Areyat Mikodeshetli, it won't help because there were no Eidim. We need Eidim to create the Kinyan, not just to tell us that it happened. If we're entertaining now the relationship of two Eidim to three people in Besdin, we seem to be saying that the Eidim are innate to the Mice of Chalipin. Not that they're just there as a Raya. That seems to be the way the Sugya is built. I mean, I would go to one extreme to the other extreme. What he should have said is if we needed a Maisa Besdin, or if we just need a Raya. So then the witnesses are serving as a Raya, if that's what you mean. But it isn't really a function of the Besdin versus the Eidim. So because of that, it's fascinating. Because of that point, the Ravid says that indeed, for Chalipin, the Eidim create the Kinyan. It's like a Chalos, the same way Kedushin has the Eidim built into the Kinyan. So that in the same way that the original event was indeed a public event, it's the publicity of the event that gives it its credibility of the commitment, and therefore it's part of it. So if I don't have Eidim at all, even if I agreed, no, I did a Chalipin. I didn't have Eidim. I mean, so what kind of Kinyan Chalipin is that? Even if you agree, so then it wouldn't have worked. The Ravid, as far as I know, the Ravid is a Yochid in this, because Tosfos here speaks out the fairest. The Gemara doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean to say that he brings rayas. That's not what the Gemara means. From other cases where we talk about Chalipin, Lo Ivri Sahadi El Shikra, the only point of the witnesses is just to make sure that we know that the guy wasn't lying, and so on and so forth. But in any event, that's what the Ravid, and you can see clearly from the Sugya why you would be led to say this. But the Rif argues, the Rajba brings the Rif and the sheet of the Ravid, and he said, I just can't believe it. I mean, whoever heard of such a thing, that a commercial transaction should be dependent on the presence of Eidim to make it a Chalos Kinyan? It's just, I can't accept it. Well, of course, that's not a commercial transaction. That's the point that the Torah was Mechadish, a new type of relationship that's defined of Kiddushin in front of Yisrael. So, okay, so we're left with, therefore, is an interesting situation in which it's no different. I mean, it turns out what Rav is really saying is, not that it's not a Maisa Besdin, he said it's no different than anything else, basically. Okay, so normally we'd say something that happens Adam can't create a star because they saw something. So where does this come to be? But since the whole point of this kinyan is my strong commitment to it, the assumption is that they can create it because I meant it to be done. So it's as if I told them to write. That's all. So now it becomes very logistic, the type of analysis. Oh, no, of course not. Because certainly I'm going to be very reluctant. Look, I'm going to pay you, owe you the money. But that's all I need is you to start now, drag me into court with a star, and I won't have any tiredness, and I'll have to pay you back in front of Aiden, and so on and so forth. No. You know, I'm a nice guy. I'm a chas v'shol. I'm not going to lie to you and so on. Give me time, and I don't need anybody to come at me using my statements against you. You're saying a hodah with an ayin, a modah. You can't leave out both the ayin and the mem and expect you to understand. we're gonna get to the modah, but the modah is entirely in my benefit. No, the Rav is only talking about kinyan chalipim. There's no kinyan chalipim by modah. You mean where the Maidah was about a kinyan chalipah to come? Same thing. It would be the same thing.
That the Maidah would work.
The Maidah would work, yeah. How it's affected if the person is Megala that he didn't want it to, then obviously it's meaningless. But that's the point of the Maidah. He told them, I'm going to do this, but I don't mean it. So how can we translate such a chalipah into being an absolute commitment? Sorry?
You said that it's the independent
Adim. But it's Adim that are nonetheless part of a corroboration. They can't be Adim that are just mechanical robots that are reporting on something. They're saying we can't corroborate this because he said he doesn't mean it. All right, so that's how we're understanding now the psak that I myself, says Rava, quoted from Rav Nachman. Now, we didn't discuss the issue of the Kiyum Shtaros. But Lamaisa the Rishonim do discuss it. How does that work exactly? That Kiyum Shtaros is Bishlosha, apparently according to everybody. In other words, Rav Nachman himself is saying that when it comes to Kiyum Shtaros, I need to be more makbid than in the actual Psak of the Beis Din, where if two people would be done, it's also good. And basically, as the Rashbam explains, but it's not only he who buys into this, Tosfos is Merambis to it as well, says that the idea over here is that even if you would hold that normally, it would be sufficient, if two people were done, it won't work for Kiyum Shtaros. Because Kiyum Shtaros, the whole point is that there needs to be a Meta Kiyum. In other words, you're starting off with two witnesses that are saying that this is what happened, and they're signed. So now what are you going to do? What you're trying to do is basically you're going into a Gödelian situation. How do we know that those two Adim are the two Adim that... So what are you going to have now? Two Adim that are saying that those two Adim are the... I mean, that's ridiculous. That's an infinite regress. So therefore, by definition, it doesn't work. You need to have the Kayach of a Beis Din that is obviously coming as a Beis Din. If we would have two people signing on it, it would sound like we're getting two people to further corroborate. Well, we also heard from them that they really met. I mean, so that's hearsay. Stop. It's ridiculous. Well, how would we accept that as a greater kiyum? So even though you say, I mean, but isn't the kiyum based on witnesses coming in and identifying the signatures? Yes, but it's not based on their corroborating anything about the shtar. And like this, by adding an additional two people, it doesn't mean anything to us.
Unless it's on the
Beis Din. If Beis Din doesn't, it means that they're not coming to discuss the case. They're coming to discuss the shtar. But if two Adim come and do it, then it looks like we're just dragging in more people to keep going one step ahead.
But two more Adim.
As the beautiful Lashon, the Rashbam is, the upper level star, just be, star Lamala, just keeps going one step above. So where's that going to stop, right?
But two other Adim in front of
Beis
Din could verify the star, right?
They can verify the signature. And then the Beis Din, but if they would come in and say, well, we also heard from those Adim that they said would be no. Getting back to the question of this moda'a. So, Rabba Rav Yosef Damitavai, lo katvinan moda'a el amadalot sayedina. You can't just go around playing games, offering advance notice that what I'm about to do I don't really mean. I mean, that's crazy. That's all we need. So then you might as well throw out all of commerce. So if the person that you're writing the moda'a about is known to be a dangerous character, and you wouldn't be able to take him to court. Because then, what do you mean? So don't do it. Go to court. Call the police. Do something. Why? I mean, why in the world are you going through this? So if that person is Lo Tzayed Dina, he's a person that is not going to be in the hands of the Beis Din. He's a difficult person. So then, yeah, he's a mafia, so then Enoch Yami. Abaye and Rava disagree with Rabbi Rav Yosef, and both of them say, I don't care if it's about me and you. Because the idea over here is that people may not have immediate access to the courts. This is something that might have come out of the blue. Well, you're assuming that, well, he knew it was coming, he's got 3 months to plan this. And how about if it's right now? It's the middle of the night. What's the person supposed to do? He can't write a modah because why didn't you go to court? How was I supposed to go to court? What was I supposed to do? Call the kishwa? That's all you need. It's not a shnapsha. Amri Naradoi. Now, the Naradoi say that Kol Moda'a, the Lo Ketivba, Anan Yadina Bebiun Sidaplanya, La Moda'i. If the Moda'a does not include the testimony of the Adim that we are aware of what is going on. Instead, they just write, so-and-so appeared before us and claimed that he was about to do. That doesn't mean anything, what they say. Because then again, I mean, there's no point in the whole thing. Anybody could always say anything. So unless they say we are aware of the pressures being put on this person, it's not a kosher moda. Now, wait a minute. What are we talking about? What kind of moda? Moda demai. A guy's what? Is he going to write a get? So he wants to let us know in advance, you should know that I don't really mean to write this get. Or he's giving a gift. I don't really mean to give this gift. So, I mean, idigita vidamatanta, if you're talking about where lemaisa, there's nothing that he's getting in exchange. So, I mean, basically what he's saying is, I don't want to do it, so why are you doing it? I mean, if you're saying I don't want to do it, then ipso facto, it's not kosher. You get a matana that you don't want to give, and a get that you don't want to give, it requires your rutzen in order to give it. So if the guy is saying, I'm doing something that I don't want to do, then obviously, if he didn't want to do it, he could just not do it. So if he's forced to do it, that is, he's doing it despite the fact that he doesn't want to do it, so then that itself is being Megala Milta, that something's very funny. So if we're talking about a case, I'm getting something in exchange. Right? So okay, now that makes sense already. A guy is getting money. Now, he certainly gains an advantage over you. We can't say, okay, so if you don't want to do it, don't do it. I mean, if you're doing it anyway, so clearly, what do you mean, if you're doing it anyway? You're doing it anyway because you're being paid, obviously. You're being paid, so you may be thinking to yourself, you know, look, I desperately need cash, but I really don't want to sell this field. So I'll sell the field, get the cash. I only need the cash for 2 weeks, you know. So instead of taking a bridge loan, the best idea is for me to sell this, take the money, use it as the loan. The bank won't lend me any money. Come back in 2 weeks and say, this guy here, I gave him a modah, I never meant to. Of course I'll give him back the money. I never wanted the money. I mean, so how can we allow a modah under such circumstances unless the Adam know what's going on? Okay, that makes sense. But certainly a gita and matanta, that's only a gilui milta b'alma. So you'll say, all right, so then, good, so we're talking about a sale. There's one big problem about a sale. Because if we're talking, by the way, this is the reason that if Bezdin forces a guy to give a get, we're over there, he is being forced to give a get. We say, okay, so don't give it. That's all I need, not to give it. They'll kill me. Right? So I have to give the get. So over there, the modah would be able to be mevatel the get if it's a modah of gili mil to be on. Therefore, when one is being forced to give a get, part of the giving of the get is, I am hereby mevatel any modah that, right. So that way they can actually force you. So now, if it's talking about Zvini, the problem is that Rava said, lo katvino modah Zvini. We bechlal don't write a modah on Zvini. Why? This is a very fascinating thing that has immense application in one other area that drives people crazy, and I've never seen anybody interrelate the two sugyas, but it's obvious that it's interrelated. The din is that if somebody's forced to do something, so when it comes to a sale, if you force a guy to sell you a particular field, so the question over there is, can a forced sale be considered to be a sale? So it depends. If they force you to sell a field, so then the zvina is considered to be a zvina. If they force you to sell this field, a particular field, then not. So first of all, what is the reason for that? So this is, I want to show you the parallel. What is the parallel? Parallel, beautiful parallel is this. A guy puts a gun to your head and says to you, kill so-and-so or I kill you. So the halacha is that you're not supposed to kill him, but if you do kill him, you're putter because you were forced to kill him. You're just supposed to stand up against it and not accept it. But lemaisa, it was not your will that was at work in killing the person, and therefore you would be pater. How about if you are a vampire and you're deathly ill? The only way you could save your life is by drinking this guy's blood. And we talk about blood because the whole raya is because my cousin is the dumb idiot, so much time, you know, his blood is redder. You know, maybe your blood is redder, maybe his red blood is redder. That's how we know that you're not, okay, so if you're a vampire, you don't really care whose blood is redder. All you want is...
He's redder, he's redder.
So the din over there...
For a moment, and then he turned and died.
So the din over there is that indeed you would be chayef. Right? So in other words, even though...
Because you're not honest.
So why are you not an honest? Because you were the one who chose the course of action. The same thing is true over here. If you're offered options, if you choose an option, it's all over, then that was your choice. So then if they said, look, you're going to sell us a field or else, we're going to kill you. And you say, okay, well, which field should I sell? You select a field to sell. And there it's considered to be your choice. Masha Enkein, if there was no choice, you're going to sell us this field or you're dead. So then, Enochinami, it's not considered to be a choice at all. In that case, we wouldn't say that the Zvina would be Zvina at all. So therefore, the question is, if I write the Moda over here, and there's actually was an Onetz, so then, what's the difference? You agreed to sell. If you agreed to sell under duress, doesn't make any difference, right? So then, you don't even need a Moda. Because if, Mamadavshah, if I chose it, it's not going to help the Moda. So what are you saying? You were forced to choose. Fine, but that's a choice. And therefore, Zvina is Venus. Your Moda is Venus. If, Lamaisa, you were forced to sell, then in order for the Adam to be aware of the fact, all they need to do is to say, this guy was forced to sell. So if you're going to include it in the Moda, as the Nardoi say, why write the Moda? If the Adam say, we know that this was the event, and he doesn't mean to sell, he doesn't need to say in advance, I don't mean to sell. All that we need to do is in a case where a Zvina would not be a Zvina, namely that you had a gun to your head about a particular field, is to bring the witnesses that that's what happened. Because if anyway the witnesses don't know that that's what happened, you just said the Moda is in a Moda. So why write the Moda anyway? You see, the point of the Moda is so that what I'm doing should be clear wasn't meant. But in this case, I don't need to say it wasn't meant. I only need to know that it was an honest. The case where I would need to say it wasn't meant is where I chose the field. But then I'm lying. Because you can't say it wasn't meant. Because that's the whole point. Then why did you choose? Then they won't be able to report that there was an onus. So no matter what, it doesn't make any sense. Either a Modaz Gilui Milsa, in which case, what you can't possibly be talking about, I need to know an onus, it's irrelevant. I didn't want to write the get. It's not a get. That's all there is to it. If I told you I didn't want to write a get, I went ahead and wrote it. So what are you going to tell me? So therefore, something must be wrong. Otherwise, what, was I crazy? Why did I do one thing a minute later do another thing? So and then right there on the surface, it's clear this is not a get. If you're talking about a Zvine, either it doesn't help to write a Moda, or you don't need to write a Moda. So I don't know what the heck is going on. Nothing makes sense. They're coming out with a Psak that doesn't have any application. Says the Gemara, no, that's not true. It does have an application. Because why?
By a Zvine, how do we know that? Asked them for this
particular field. So then the Adam have to know that.
They would need to know that?
In the Moda.
Yeah, because otherwise it's not. They have to say, we know that this person was under duress. Okay, so just come in. What do you mean, we know? Come into Besdin and tell them this person was under duress. Why did the guy call them in before? It's not necessary to call them in before. It's because Amar Rava lo katvina Moda zvine at all. But there are cases where you would have to write the Moda. And I'm going to show you the case. Because Leolam Dizvine, we are talking about a sale. But Rava himself would be Moda, that you would write a Moda in a case where the onus was similar to the famous case of the Pardes, where the onus was Kemaase de Pardisa. Now, what was the case of the Pardisa? The case of the Pardisa is a simple case of Mashkanta de Sura that we've had before two or three times already, in which the person can be Kovesh the Shtar Mashkanta. So we said that was one of our rayas that a mechor can be done lemechta, right? Now, over here, a guy took a mashkanta to surah. So he's let somebody in his field for 3 years. That person was here deducting the value of the peiros that he was eating of the field from the mashkanta every year. It was meant to return it this year, and no further money would be due on the loan. It was repaid by his use of the field. He comes to collect his field, and the guy says, look, you were never mocha. Now, I don't want to steal the field from you, but I want this field. Now, either you're going to sell it to me legally, and I'll pay you, or I'm going to claim that since you never made a mecha, that I bought it from you 3 years ago, and here it is, and it's mine. So you don't have much choice in the matter. But either you're going to lose this field one way or the other. You want to be paid? I'm ready to pay you for it. I'll give you a fair value. But I'm not going to take no for an answer. So now, what is supposed to be done in a case like this? So in that case, the case was, the Mashkin Pardesa Lachavra, he gave his field out in a Mashkanta de Sura to his erstwhile friend, and it was Letlat Shnin. But the Dach Letlat Shne Chazaka, so after the 3 years of Chazaka passed, Omale, so his friend tells him, look, Imaz Vantel, if you're going to sell me the field, Mutav. But if you don't sell me the field, Kavishin Lashtar Mashkanta Vamina Lekuchal Biyadi. In this case, Katvinan Moda'a. Why? Because there's no way to make it work without that. Because the only option that we have is like this. We have to take these witnesses, okay? We take these witnesses. Sadr Rabbeinu Hanan explains the case. We're going to take the witnesses, and I'm going to have them stand there when I come to the guy and I say, give me back my field. And the guy says, what field? What are you talking about? I bought this field 3 years ago. He's thinking to himself, this is a jerk. I warned him that that's what I'm going to do. Right? Warned him that that's what I'm going to do. He's bringing witnesses? That's what I'm going to do. So that's what he does. Fine. Then go back to the guy and say, okay, look, I see you're really serious about this, so I'm going to sell you the field. Now the witnesses that he gives the hodah to are those witnesses who watched what happened. He now goes and he sells them the field. Why does he have to sell him the field? Because when he then, after selling him the field, walks into Beis Din, and he says, this is my field, the guy stole it from me. The guy says, what are you talking about? I have a shtar. I bought it from you last week. Really? That's fascinating, because the day before that, you see, excuse me, gentlemen, the day before that, you claimed that you had bought it from me 3 years ago. And because of that, I issued a modah to the people who watched that happen, that I don't mean to sell it to you. So now they were aware of the onus. The very fact that this shtar of my new sale is dated last week is the proof that you are a liar. And Shema, you'll say, but okay, but you gave in, you meant to sell it. Zvina, here's the witnesses that say, I never went to sell it, here's my modah. So Mamela, in that case, you do need to be writing a modah. Therefore, Taina the Nardai, in a case like that, you'd have to go through the trouble of making sure that the witnesses can actually report that they watched the coercive event, because it's clear now what happened.
Why would I set my sell?
Because he didn't want to steal. He just was not going to walk away with it.
He knows I see what he's up to. I'm not going to sell
him. If he's that smart, fine. No, I mean, not everybody's learned the Gemara. I mean, David already, I say, he's got the Gemara under his belt, but a lot of people out there can't think it out. You know, David, when you want to do something like that, and the guy shows up, I know what you'll say. Kvar kadmucha rabbanan. That's the reason that a Tinaik is considered to be full of Ramos is because he goes to yeshiva. So since he goes to yeshiva, he already knows all the tricks. Amar Rav Yehuda, Haimatanta Tamirta Lomagbinanba. There's another thing that is similar to this kind of issue, in which it effectually works as a moda. Somebody gives a gift, but he gives it in a way that he doesn't want anybody to know about. And we'll define what that is in a minute, but it's a hidden. Tamirta means hidden. So it's a hidden matana. You can't use it to collect the matana. What do we mean by a hidden matana? Ekedami matanta tamirta? Amr of Yosef, the Amalu le Sahabi. It's where he tells the witnesses, I want you to remain hidden. In other words, when we write out the shtar, I don't want anybody else to be present. It can't be the way a shtar is normally written. People are always interested in what's going on, and that's how the nobody can know about it. So zil atmora v'ktovelet. Others say, hikari amr, that what Rav Yosef said was much more general than that. It's that he didn't tell him, the Adam that is writing the shtar, he did not tell them, take v'beshuko b'vriyata v'tichtovelet. Make it public and well known that this is what we are doing. We are transferring this property to him as a gift. He didn't say that. So in other words, it's passive. And obviously, my bina, weak bina, has stoma. So the tremendous difference. If you didn't say anything, then it wouldn't matter what the Adam did. Isn't that what the point is? The point is what he wanted to assure. Or maybe it really is whether it was publicized. Fine. Now, this psak over here, Amar Rava, Amar of Papa, Haide Rava, Amar Rava, but you should know that even though you may not be able to use it for collection of the Matana, it serves as a moda. Because if you're writing a shtar that you gave such and such a field as a gift to X, and then Y comes along to show that you gave that field a day later to him, you'll say, well, obviously, I didn't intend to give it to you if the day before I made certain that witnesses saw that I gave it to somebody else. So maybe that shtar that I gave it to somebody else, I didn't mean to give it to him because I didn't want it publicized. That may well be true. But it's certainly true that it's at least megala that I was not doing what I wanted to do in giving it to you. So therefore, it should serve as a moda to any following shtar. Omer of Papa, now Rava never really said that. I mean, you just said Rava said that. Rava never said that. I will tell you where we jumped to that conclusion, and then you decide whether it's a valid conclusion. Because Hada Rava la beferish itmar, ela mechlala itmar. Actually, it was only something that was implied in what he did. And as we'll see, there may be special circumstances. The case over there was, now who gavra, the ultimate onus, love. So who gavra, those are the kedusha ita. The guy goes, he wants to marry a certain woman. So she says, darling, I will only marry you if you give me everything you own.
All of me. Why not take all of me?
I think Richie's been using the machine. I always say we need to strike a balance. Maybe we should look it up, the one nostril. No, yeah, it's great. Right? We love Richie, right? So, well, he of course doesn't want to give away everything he owns to this woman. So she says to him, look, if you give me everything you own, then avina lachli t'tavilola avina lachli, then I'm not marrying you. Obviously a woman of true romance. So, Azal, so what does he do? So he prepares now the shtar, and which is, it should say limichtav is the better girsa. So Azal limichtav la kula nichsa. He's about to write her over, and he's writing up the shtar. So his poor son comes in. To break shisha. So his oldest son comes in. I'm like, what's going to be on this guy? Meaning himself. But I mean, come on, you may be an old man and need a wife, but this is not a good idea, you know. So Amaluhu Lisaadi, so he tells the witnesses, I want you to do like this. Zila Tmuraba Avra Yamina. Go hide out in Avra Yamina where no one's gonna hear about this. And you write a shtar of all of this property to my son. So write it out to my son, and that way the next day, when I show her that I'm giving her all of my property and she agrees to get married, then at that point I'm giving her everything I own, you know.
Right. Rich is
lost. We'll see. So then, of course, she sues him, and Martha, they both want it, and the son wants it, and she wants it. They come to Rava. So he says, nobody's got it. He kept it for himself. Lo markon of a lo markon. So now, what we thought was that Rava was thinking like this. Since it was a matana to Mirta, so we said a matana to Mirta, if it's not meant to be given in an open, then something's fishy. So you didn't really mean to give it. But on the other hand, what you did mean to give, supposedly in open the next day to the woman, was not a good matana because the matana to Mirta served as the moda on the next one. And so Mamela, in each case, it's not there. But that's not true. You see, you jump to a conclusion. So Mandechaza, the person who watched Rav's psak, jumped to the conclusion. Sava mishum da'avi moda lechaverta. That's what he thought was going on. Velohi, but that's not true. It's because of the unique nature of the case. It's hata mukha milta to machmat unzeru de katavla. There, he basically didn't want her to have it. And as soon as the case was reconstructed in Rava, it's clear that love was pushing him. And he was going against his better judgment, and he didn't want it to be done. So therefore, he never really, why would he want to give it to his son either? The day before, he's perfectly happy. Now already, everything is terrible because he's fallen in love. So he's now, exactly. So now he's being forced to do things. Okay, but why should we think he wanted to give it to his son either? So he didn't want either of these things. But in our case, mar nechalei delikne or mar lo nechalei delikne. I mean, we have no reason to jump to the conclusion. This guy may have had all kinds of reasons for writing out a shtar matana. He may want to be able to use it at some later date to claim that when he took a loan, there was really no lien against his property, that the guy's coming because, see, I have a shtar, I gave it away before I took the loan. I mean, there's all kinds of things that there would be a reason. He wants to proclaim bankruptcy and claim to the court that he never owned that field. He wants to tell the IRS he wasn't making money on whatever it is. There's many, many reasons for you not to have a actual shtar that the guy can use against you, but to be able to bring out a shtar as if it was a real shtar. Obviously, there's reasons for that. We're not going to take seriously a shtar that was never meant to be publicized. We understand that they're doing something sneaky. Okay, so you could say that maybe one of the sneaky things that you're doing is goofy to use it as a modah. I mean, there are other ways to do that. But you can't prove from this case, where we clearly know that that you didn't want to do either of the events. We understand the pressure that you were under. I mean, we'll not argue with love, but we're certainly not going to say that you meant either of the things. Mashenke, you have a shtar handy that you don't want anybody to know about. And then you go another day and you give a gift. Why should we think that that gift, the second gift, public gift, wasn't meant, and that the reason you had the previous shtar was to be a modah on the shtar? You're jumping to conclusions. Roman never said that. Yeah, we don't know.
And why is this considered onus? Didn't he choose
love?
To marry this woman?
Why is love an onus? I'm going to speak to your wife about this.
I understand
the
love.
Okay, so let's see. What makes people act dumber than love?
Why was it his son? His son, why was it that he was forced over there?
What's that?
Why by his son? Look at it as though he was forced.
No, why should we? He was just looking for a way to get out of the fact that he had to give it to her. That's all. We understand that this guy was torn. He didn't know what to do. He didn't want to give it. He wanted to have his property. So he figured, okay, well, I'll write it to this one. But I don't want anybody to know about it, because then the crazy kid's going to come and take it from me. That's all I need, is be dependent on my son.
Yeah,
I don't want anything. I don't.
So he gets to keep it.
He keeps it himself. And both of these, and he marries the woman. Obviously, it has to be talking about that the woman didn't make a tenaya in the kiddushin. Once she went ahead and was accepted, she was already mevatel all of tonight, and that's what we say, but she said so. So, you know, she should have been a little bit smarter.
and even the son's only talking about Yerusha.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have gone otherwise.
And they all lived happily ever after.
This we're learning
Kiddush. Stomamai. Okay, Lamaisa, I mean, we had two Lashonis before. We never really said what's what. I mean, what is the halakha in terms of just writing out a shtar? Does it really need to be part of the lashon of the shtar that I want this to get out? Or do you need to actively deny that it should be public?
Which star?
The shtar that we said before, of where you're going to be giving a matana. What is a shtar? A matana tamirta. How does that work, a matana tamirta? So Ravina says, lo chayshina. The fact that he didn't say anything and he just left it stam, that we have no reason to be choshish that he meant it not to get out. Because if he meant it not to get out, he would have said so. Ravashi Amar Chashina. Ravashi says, well, if he didn't say that he wants it a public matana, so then it's a chashash. A chashash means that we have to treat it l'chumra. In other words, we can't use it to be motzei, but we can't use it as a raya if the person already took possession to be motzei it from him. So basically, we can't use it as an instrument. Ve'ilchata chayshinan, in other words, we don't use it as a shtar to be magbet, whatever it is he was giving him, unless it was beferish, open, and the guy told him keep it open. But on the other hand, we look at it as, if it's done, it's done. No, we're not talking, the Rashbam specifically rejects those who think that this is going back on modah. It's going back on the machlokas that we had in the two lashonos of Rabbi Yosef. Whether it's stoma, well, no, it's not. It's not paskening like either lashon. It's saying chashinan. It's a chashinan, so if he already got it, so we're not going to be able to take it away from him, because only chashash, it was a matanta tamirta. So it's not, it's really leaving us basically with sort of a take the situation, which way we should look at.
It's an envelope for people to
have food for supper. Omar Rava, ikashali, arkashali. This Kenyan jazz. I mean, echidami, ikema se beit din dami, se len libo et lata, vilokema se beit din dami, amai ena tzarech lomar ktovu. But the boy hadar pashta, liolam laf, kema se beit din dami, Vahakataima my dana tzarech lomar ktovu, mishum de stam Kenyan lechtiva umei. Rabba verav Yosef tamra tavayu, lo katvina moda'a, ela aman de lo tzayedina. Abaya verava tamra tavayu, afilo alaive alecha, Arminar doi, but komodo, that the witnesses can't say beferish. Ananya dina be biunsa de planya is bechlalav modoi. When you say komodo, what are you talking about? I mean, either gita vidimatanta, I mean, they don't need to know anything. It's gilu milta be alma yi. The either zvini, I thought Omar Rava lo katvina moda zvini at all. Liolam it is zvini. There are cases where Rava admits that there's no choice but to write a moda. So Moda Rava Echadon is in the way that the mice of the Pardes was. Dahugavar the Mashkin Pardisa Lachavre. This Richard is well aware of how Pardes is. So somebody writes a Mashkin. We are Mashkanta the Surah on a Pardes Lachavre, the Tlachni. But the Dahla Tlachne Chazoka Omar Le, well, look, this field I'm taking one way or the other. Imazvanteli Mutav. Vilo, I'm just going to walk away and kavisha shtamashkanta v'amina lekuchi. But you have to do yourself a favor because I'm making a deal and you cannot refuse. So kahai gav the katvina moda. Om reviuda. Hai matanta tamirta lo magabinamba. Lechi dami matanta tamirta. Om reviyosev daomalu l'tzahadi zile yatmon rev ktovelai. V'ikade amar reviyosev dolo amalu beferish teit for beshuka ubebriata v'tichtavulai. My binayo, obviously, gibinayo stoma. Omar Rava, but it will still serve as a moda to a future transaction. L'chaverta. Omar Rav Papa, Hada Rava, Lad Beferush Itmar, Viz Bechlola Itmar, which always means, and it ain't true. Because Ahu Gavrit, Azal Kedusha Itita, Omra Le Ikatafta Likula Nechasecha, Havina Lachala Intu. V'ila Avla Havina Lach. Azal Katvila, or Lichtovla, Likula Nechse. Oh, to break a shisha, I'm like, no, Dad, oh, God, my dami, I'm a little sad, zilo atmora ba'avar yamina, v'katvu le, oh, to come to Rava, I'm a little, lo markona, v'lo markona, man de chazis ravar, mishum da'avi modola kaverta, v'lo hi, hata mukha milta, the mach wat unsu, the katavla, aval ocha mar nechale de likne, mar lo nechale de likne, iboil, stoma mai, and it turns of aloha la maisa, Ravina Marlo Khashinan Ravasha Rakashinan Vailkata Khashinan.